Since I was just a boy, I knew I'd make my wedding dreams come true. My bride-to-be and me like two peas in a pod, just us and God. And Dad and Mom would both be there, so proud to give away and share their little boy with one who cares like nobody, but she's a he. And all I ever wanted was to love someone for all their flaws, who'd never need another cause to love me too, the way I do love them. Now my wedding dreams are through, there's no delete, there's no undo, just ask the guy I'm married to.
Well, at least he's a lawyer.
I planned the whole thing out to a T for the lucky girl who finally hooks me. Cheesy band, a seafood buffet, bridesmaids brawl to catch the bouquet, best man's toast, a hit thanks to Dwayne. My dad cries but blames the champagne. First dance goes just like we rehearsed when Michael Bolton belts out the verse. His and hers towels, a crock pot or two, as long as it's his and hers, it'll do. Years from now, when we recall our memories of Niagara Falls, they don't include a cock and balls. Even though this wedding's fake, there's certain vows that just can't break. Someone's made a big mistake, there's two grooms on my wedding cake. I love you, man, but we don't screw, as long as that's okay with you. I'll stand by you for all your life, and if you need, I'll be your wife.